Mail was delivered today in rural Nebraska, Iowa, and northwestern Illinois. Delivery had stopped after pipe bombs were discovered in mailboxes. 16 have now been found in those states, and the FBI says a similar bomb was found today in Salida, Colorado. 4 postal workers and 2 residents have been injured so far. Postal officials say residents in the affected area should leave their mailboxes open. Mail won't be delivered to boxes that are closed.
A note was included with the bombs, and it stated that more, quote, attention-getters, unquote, were on the way. The FBI is investigating the incidents. Over the weekend, Special Agent Wason Dunn invited whoever was responsible to contact the FBI.
You have gotten our attention. However, we are not certain we understand your message, and we would like to hear from you. We are listening. And you do not need to send any more attention getters because you have our attention.
FBI Special Agent Wason Dunn speaking on Saturday. Greg McCrary is a former FBI profiler, and he joins us now. Thank you for your time, Agent McCrary.
You're welcome.
Can we talk a little bit about the language that Agent Dunn used? It sounds like hostage negotiation language. We hear you, and then quoting back what was in the note, attention getters. What do you think?
What they're doing, the FBI is doing, is the correct thing, and that is attempting to establish a dialogue with this offender. And you're right, it's very parallel to hostage negotiations, and when you try to establish a dialogue with someone, and certainly the idea is the same, and that is to reduce the potential for violence here. And this individual has left bombs to get our attention. He needs to know that there's no further reason to leave any bombs, that he has our attention, and the dialogue can begin.
In hostage negotiations, however, usually it's all taking place in one place, someone inside a building, someone outside a building. This is a dialogue that is taking place on really one side, and it's the FBI on television and radio. Can you assume that the person is listening?
Yes, I think that's a fair assumption because he has come forth publicly to get attention. This is the purpose of the bombs, and the notes tend to reflect that, at least the one note that's been made public here. So he's listening. He's waiting to get the reply from this, and this is what the FBI is now providing. They're replying and attempting to establish a dialogue.
How does the dialogue continue at this point? Say you don't hear from him.
The only way we have to contact, the only way the FBI has to contact this individual is through the media, because you're right, we don't know where he is. We don't know, obviously, who he is. So we'll keep doing that. The FBI will keep doing that if they don't hear from him, to make sure he understands that we're listening, that we're available. And then we'll wait to see now whether he contacts the government directly, the FBI directly. He may go through an intermediary. He may go through the media or a third party of some sort. And we'll just have to wait and see what, if any, response we get from this individual.
Do you look to the history of other cases in this case? For example, the Unabomber. Mm-hmm. Would this be a case that might compare? Are there lessons in that case that might be applied to this one?
There are certain parallels here. I don't want to draw too many. They're not exactly the same, but it was the same issue to the degree that Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, had was bombing for reasons, and he made this clear in his communications. He felt necessary to communicate as well about things that he was dealing with, and certainly in this case, the FBI would like to establish a dialogue with this bomber as well.
With the Unabomber, of course, Ted Kaczynski, it was his brother that eventually gave over the final clues. It could very well be that having already accomplished something, that this person would want to talk about it to somebody.
He may. I think one of the things, if people are looking to be helpful, one of the things they could do is go to the FBI website and look at the letter that's been posted there. They posted, the original letter or one of the letters left by this offender, and that may be helpful in the investigation, because this person will be talking about the same sorts of things and using the same phraseology and words that he's used in this letter in his normal conversation, and this may be helpful in to the investigation as well.
Greg McCrary, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Greg McCrary is a former profiler for the FBI.